Hello and welcome to K-Scope, the post-progressive podcast, and happy 2013. Plenty of new releases, new signings, new tours and new podcasts from K-Scope. We'll start with a new addition to the family. I'm delighted to say the new album from Amplifier, entitled Echo Street, is to be released by K-Scope on March the 11th. This is Matt Moss.
Raising up on high, just keep
Amplifier from the album Echo Street. That's entitled Matmos. That track is now available to download for free when you sign up to the Amplifier mailing list. Go to kscopemusic.com/amplifier. And Amplifier will be touring in the UK in March and Germany in April. The album is available to pre-order now. kscopemusic.com. It will be available on double vinyl, CD, and as a limited deluxe two-disc edition. The deluxe edition is packaged in a 60-page hardback book and also features the new EP entitled Sunriders, which is an additional record of new tunes exclusive to this release. So that's Amplifier. Now to an old friend, Stephen Wilson, The Raven That Refused to Sing and Other Stories, his third solo album, is released February the 25th. This is Luminol.
Oxfam panache and tips his hat.
Ooh, laces under.
He has no truck with idle chat.
Ooh, work to be done.
The songs he learned from scratched LPs. Stops in mid-flow to sip his tea. Thank you.
From the album The Raven That Refused to Sing and Other Stories, that's Luminol from Stephen Wilson. For the live dates and pre-orders, go to kscopemusic.com/Stephen Wilson. This tour looks amazing. For example, the 24th of April, Stephen is playing with both Opeth and Catatonia on the same bill. That's in New York. And on the 4th of March, he will play London's Royal Festival Hall. I'll see you there. Luminol is available as a free download on the mini site to kscopemusic.com/Stephen Wilson. The limited deluxe 4-disc edition of the album comes in the form of a 128-page hardback book containing lyrics and ghost stories illustrated by Hayo Muller. In addition to the deluxe edition, there'll be a regular CD, CD stroke DVD, a media book, a Blu-ray and 2 LP vinyl editions, with the DVD and Blu-ray editions featuring a 5.1 mix of the album and other bonus material. Goodness me. Here's also something new. Made up of members of Roxy Music, No Man and iMonster, these are Henry Fool. This is a piece entitled Everyone in Sweden. Henry Fool. The album is all instrumental and it's entitled Men Singing, released on March the 11th on K-Scope. Appearing on that track, Everyone in Sweden, and the track Man Singing, is the one and only Phil Manzanera from Roxy Music. The last time we heard his legendary guitar skills in this context, that of long-form instrumental music, was way back in the 70s when he played for Quiet Sun. Mastered by the award-winning Pink Floyd sound engineer Andy Jackson, produced and arranged by the band founders, that's keyboardist Stephen Bennett and guitarist Tim Boness, Stephen Wilson's creative partner in No Man, of course. The album was mixed by Jared Gosling of iMonster and Regal Worm. Henry Fool. Now, the lead-off track of the forthcoming EP from The Pineapple Thief. This is Build a World.
Do it all.
over, you'll see. What our world was meant to be. All the things that we have done, how could they be undone? I'd build a world for you, I'd build a world for you. I'd do it all for you,
Build a World EP, released on March the 28th. That's The Pineapple Thief. In addition to the title track, taken from their acclaimed 2012 album All the Wars, this EP also features three brand new studio tracks, along with a previously unreleased remix of Build a World. The Pineapple Thief will tour Holland, Germany, France, Switzerland, and Slovenia in March. And in May, there's a couple of dates in England. Go to kscopemusic.com/thepineapplethief for those live dates. Now, before I go, also forthcoming on Kscope, releases from No Sound in April. There's a new Blackfield album in May. As ever, kscopemusic.com for all the details. Thanks very much for listening. I'm Billy Reeves, and I will see you soon.